Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going, catch-uppers, downloaders, podcasters, what else can we call them?
You could be listening to this on my birthday.
Oh, you are so excited about your birthday. What nearly 29-year-old gets excited about a 29?
I just like birthday. It's best time of the year.
Yeah, because it's all about you.
Today's Tuesday. My birthday's Thursday.
Yeah.
You could be listening to this on Thursday. It could be my birthday.
In which case, what do you want them to do?
Buy me a present.
What do you want?
I don't know. Just send some chocolate or something to the radio station. Pre-packaged, please.
I thought you said you don't eat food from listeners.
Yeah, if it's homemade.
So what, you want like a cheeseburger or something?
Nah, if they go and buy it, like a cad block of Cadbury from Coles or Woolies or somewhere, and but I'll eat it.
As it's long still as it's spikeable.
Is it?
Yeah, you could stick a syringe in, chuck some, I don't know, I was going to say cocaine. You don't put cocaine in a syringe, do you? I don't know my drugs.
Well, clearly you don't because you know the name of it. Wow.
My lack of drug knowledge is very evident today. We talk about a new medical marijuana facility that's coming to Shepparton.
Speaking of drugs, it does get mentioned a lot in this show.
Yeah, it's
we all do. About Australia's first medical cannabis facility coming here to Shep. So we cover off all the big topics, including getting the big MP, the Minister of Victoria. She's coming on.
Is that all you want for your birthday? Medical marijuana. I can sort that out for you. No worries. Yeah.
Well, I don't actually have anything wrong with me for it to be prescribed.
Trust me, buddy. You got so much wrong with you.
Well, my sister has epilepsy and that's what it's used to cure.
Oh, okay, cool.
So there you go. That could be a little present off her. Doesn't do anything, but it'll help her apparently.
Oh, God. All right, we need to end this now. Enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow when Josiah is nearly 29.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Josiah Eve.
Oh, God. I'm not looking forward to it.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Ellie, a driver has gone viral. This video is unbelievable. We can't play the audio because the video, after 2 million views, has been taken down. He screams at a cyclist while riding along the bike path. So let me break this video down. So I showed it to you yesterday before it got taken down.
Yeah.
Basically, two cyclists are on the road,
yep,
side by side. It's a one-way road. No one can get past the cyclists. So this car, and next to the road is a bike path.
Yeah.
So they're taking up the whole road when there's a bike path next to them.
Well, they weren't taking up the whole road.
Oh, they were side by side rather than vertical, one behind each other. So the car decides to ride on the bike path. And he rides and films himself, obviously swearing at the cyclist. One of the cyclists goes, pull over and let's have a chat, mate.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, F off, blah, 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 to the cyclist. People are labelling him Australian of the Year.
Oh, my God.
Because it is a divided topic. If you're not a cyclist, you hate him. If you are a cyclist, you love him.
No, this guy, Australian of the Year. God, people make me mad. It's blatant road rage and it's blatant rudeness and you're being dangerous and you're putting other people's life. What if there was a bloody, you know, couple of kids walking down that bike path thinking they're safe and this hoon comes hurtling along yelling abuse out the window and doesn't see them?
I mean, two things. It was a quiet country road.
Doesn't
there was
matter.
No one around.
Could have been a kangaroo
all,
there.
I'm sensing a bit of bias here. Is there a reason why you're so passionately for cycling?
Yeah, I'm not a cyclist myself, but my dad cycles three times a week.
Rich man problems. They're all middle-aged men that need to use bikes as a stress relief. It's always people with a tiny bit of money.
Everyone needs a stress relief better than turning to bloody meth.
I mean, you've got a good point. However, I don't see it as a problem around the Goulburn Valley. The cyclists here are good. Our roads are big and wide. We have a lot of roads. So cyclists have never been a problem here. But I tell you what, you go down to Melbourne, you go to Sydney, I'm sure Perth as well, you go to the cities. Oh my goodness, cyclists, do your head in.
Yeah, but share the roads.
No, don't share the roads. Stick to your stupid little bike path.
We have too many cars on the roads. Cyclists reduce congestion. They're just trying to be healthy. They're just trying to find 30. Be safe around them.
What about these two idiots that are riding on the road when there is a made footpath for them to ride on? Not footpath, sorry, a cycle path, and they're deciding to ride on the road again.
Okay, fair enough.
That car is proving a point where you guys might drive.
No, that car is putting them in danger.
No, but they wouldn't be in danger, right, if they were on the cycle path, because then the car could be on the road and the bikes could be on the cycle path and there would have been no video.
Do you know what? Guess what? Cyclists are allowed on the road. cars are not allowed on the cycle path. I mean, one of them is breaking the law, one of them is not.
But he wouldn't have had to be on the cycle path, right?
Yeah.
If the guy wasn't on the road. Cyclists.
It's a free country. The cyclist can do what he wants. I get it. All right. Etiquette, I suppose. The cyclist should have been on the bike path. It was an empty road. It's not like it's peak hour traffic and they're holding up the thing. This guy had so much space to overtake them legally and he didn't do that.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question to your dad, John? We should get him on the show and to every other cyclist listening this morning.
Plenty of them out there. This is prime time for cyclists.
This is an easy way to fire them up because cyclists love to complain. So
letter
to the GM if you've got to complain after me saying this. Are you guys compensating for something? Because that lycra is horrific to look at.
I'll have you know, my dad's cycling group is called the No Lycra Cyclists.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because they refused when they started out to wear lycras. They're like, oh yeah, we're just going to. And then now, like 4 or 5 years later, they're all wearing lycra.
Of course they are, because they're compensating for something.
They're not.
Look at them. They strut in their little lycra suits like they own the roads. No, you don't, mate. My car is a lot more stronger and powerful than you. Move out of my way.
You know how you said earlier it's your birthday in 2 days?
Yeah.
At this rate, you are not going to make it to 29, bro.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Massive news yesterday that Shepparton is getting a medicinal marijuana facility built here worth $30 million and should create over 60 jobs for locals here. So it's a little bit of a controversial topic just because, you know.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, medicinal marijuana isn't, but marijuana itself and the context it comes in is, often looked down on.
Yeah, so we thought we'd get someone who knows their stuff on to talk about it. Member for Northern Victoria, Jacqueline Symes. Hello, Jacqueline.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we hear you're just back from holidays. Is this really your first day back?
Yeah, I'm on the way into the office now for the first time in 12 days, yep.
You poor thing. And your first call of duty is to come on the Josiah and Ellie show.
Oh, no, it's not a good way to start your year.
No, it's a great warm-up and it's a great topic, so thanks for having me on.
No, that's exciting. So it's you guys announced it yesterday. It'll bring a lot of funding and a lot of jobs to the air. Is that right?
Yeah, look, this is testament to Country Victoria's fantastic agricultural sector that we're going to have the brand new industry of medicinal cannabis set up right in our country town in the Shepparton region. And it's a Canadian company that is coming over because of what we have to offer.
You do understand, though, the other side of it where medical cannabis does have some negative connotations associated to it. What do you say to those people that have those views?
Look, what I would say is anyone that is concerned about it, just do some reading, get educated about it. People will remember that the reason that the Andrews Labor government looked at medicinal cannabis, it was because it's been proven as a really good therapy for children with severe epilepsy. And if you talk to those families, I don't think there's many people that could have a negative view on advancing a medicinal cannabis industry here in Victoria.
Yeah, that's the thing. I said this earlier in the show, it is about educating yourself and realising, you know, the benefits of this as well as, I suppose, the potential consequences. Because I said, you know, we're putting our faith in the government that it is going to be a safe and, you know, well-executed practice. So in that respect, we trust you guys that, you know, if it's best for the area, then you know best. Really?
Well, look, you know, look at Canada, 15 years in the industry, and that's why they're looking to Victoria to set up. So they're expanding their businesses from Canada to Victoria. One of the reasons is, one, because of our great agricultural geography here, particularly in northeast Victoria in the Goulburn Valley, but also we're a gateway to Asia. Thailand and Malaysia have recently legalised medicinal cannabis, so the export opportunities and growth opportunities are just endless. So 65 jobs for Shepparton coming online soon, and I think that's just the start.
Jacqueline, out of those 65 jobs, how many security guards are you going to get?
Look, I have asked these questions, I can tell you. But the type of plant that is grown in these facilities is not something that the average person is going to want to put in their bong. This is particularly grown for medicinal purposes. It has very, very low traces of elements that some people might be interested in.
Yeah, which is the THC. So there's very little to no THC. So it's not what those people are after, thank goodness.
So you don't think it's...
It would be a wasted effort, I can tell you.
So it's not posing a security risk at all? You don't think to... Where exactly is it being built? Do we know that yet?
I understand that the company and council are in discussions now around the the specific location.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Jacqueline, another question for you. Is there something in the water in Benalla? Because yourself, we've got Steph Ryan also comes from Benalla. I tell you what, successful women in politics coming from that area. What are you guys doing around there? You're doing something right.
There's some very strong women coming out of Benalla and very proud to have been born and bred and still call Benalla my hometown.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Apologies again that we're your first port of call for.
You've been probably
relaxed, you know, just sunning it up for the last 12 days and now, boom, we're back at you.
No. Appreciate your time, guys, and look forward to chatting to you once the facility's up and running.
Yeah.
Love to. Enjoy the year ahead and good luck with all the emails this morning, Jacqueline. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks,
have a
guys.
Good morning. Bye-bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night, much to our delight, Married at First Sight came back for 2019.
Oh, and it did not disappoint, did it?
Oh, I just had a grin on my face the whole way through. It was everything I could have hoped for. Do you know what, producers?
Well done.
Well done.
I feel like they've got a character from every single walk of life.
Literally everything you could want. You've got the villains. You can see who the villains are going to be. You've got someone saying their hobby is wearing bikinis.
Yeah. Then they've got the guy, the sob story, the guy that used to have cancer, testicular cancer. They have the 29-year-old virgin that they're advertising.
Yep. Poor guy, by the way.
So I know.
His choices are his choices. Good on him. But being forced to admit that in front of a group of dudes, let alone in front of a group of dudes, but in front of the whole country.
On episode one, bunch of peanuts. I like the guy.
Yeah.
I think he seems like a really good, nice guy. I hope he finds love.
Oh, that's nice for you to say.
Probably won't find it on that show, though.
Hey, we spoke to expert John Aiken yesterday. He reckons that people do find love.
Yes, so. And those experts have got a good track record. Only one couple in 30 out of 35 couples in five seasons. That's a 3% record.
Hey, we've got 10 couples this year, so one of them's bound to succeed. But I want to talk about my favourite moment from last night, and that was young lady named Cyrell, who still lives with her parents. She is getting married to a dude named Nick.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy. Good on him.
Nick's the one that had testicular cancer.
Yep.
And she's the Filo family, right?
Yes, that's right. Filipino. So she was a bit nervous to tell her older brother Ivan about it, and with good reason, because Ivan flew it up like, oh, you don't even know this guy. I want to play you a bit from the moment, the very natural moment where she has to tell her family that she's getting married.
This is unbelievable.
I don't know what the family was thinking with a camera crew from Channel 9 in there.
Nine cameramen in there. What else is she going to tell you?
Anyway, let's have a listen to how it went down. And I want you to listen out particularly for the very end when Cyrell's mum pipes up.
What if you don't like this guy? What happens then?
It's not what you think. They get experts.
What experts? Yes,
they have experts.
My expert can bring love.
Good point.
It comes from the heart. Plain and simple.
I mean, Cyrell's brother's onto it there.
Come on, Ivan. Get back to your seat, Ivan, please.
You've always been like this. You only think about yourself.
Why? How am I being selfish? You have a family. Karen has a family. I'm by myself.
Cyrell is not happy.
I'm not happy. Please.
I'm selfish. I'm selfish.
Don't swear in front of the food.
So that's Cyril's mum at the end there with this, which is I feel like needs to be made into a t-shirt slogan.
Don't swear in front of the food.
Don't swear in front of the food.
Hey, great, it's a rule point in their house. You're not allowed to swear in front of the food. And that is a fair enough rule, I reckon.
It shouldn't just be in their house. That should be a rule in the whole of society. If anyone swears in front of my first love food, get out of the house. How dare you?
Swear in front of your friends. Swear in front of your family. Go for it. Just not in front of the food, guys.
Oh, what a family. Imagine being a fly on the wall at their dinner tables.
Well, we're lucky enough to be, thanks to the nine cameramen. But we want to talk about this morning. What are your dinner table rules? Because obviously in Cyrell's family, no swearing in front of the food.
That was definitely a rule in my family as well.
Yeah?
Definitely not swearing in front of the food. And you're not leaving till your veggies are finished.
Oh, good one. Good one. We have the old, which still to this day, whenever I have dinner with my family, no phones at the table.
Oh, fair enough. My parents try to enforce that one.
Yeah.
Never works.
I know. I get in trouble.
I'd rather see what's happening on Instagram than what my dad's got to say. Just kidding, Skender, if you are listening.
Yeah. Morning, Skender. All right, call us now, 13, 12, 16, if you've got a fun family table rule. What are your rules at the dinner table? Mike, do you have a dinner family rule?
Yeah, we further than no phones. We have no screens at all, including TV.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ooh, what Big if there's one. Like a game of footy on or something that you want to watch?
It can wait.
Whoa! But can it though? Because then like the score gets ruined.
Yeah, well, you're only going to miss probably half an hour of it. It's just a one time a day where all the family isn't distracted by anything else. And the kids aren't always a fan of it, but you get to catch up with everyone on what everyone's doing and talk about your day.
I have this same argument with my mother. She's like, that's what IQ's for. You can press pause. It's not the same. She's unfortunately losing this argument to me and Dad. We always have to have the footy on.
Oh, see, my dad's the opposite. My dad's very much like Mike. Like, it's family time. We have to have all the TV. Ugh, gross. I just want to watch the footy, you know? Thanks for your call, Mike.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Had a quiet day yesterday. Obviously, we did the show, but in the afternoon, lucky for some, including our boss Benny, he had the day off.
Yeah.
So for a while, we've been saying we'd take his dog for a walk.
Is that a euphemism?
No, not that dog. And his wife and him obviously have their new baby, Evie. She's so gorgeous. So he said, why don't I bring the two dogs and I'll bring Evie as well.
Cute.
So we met at Kyala, the lakes there. We went on Lake One, went for a walk there because it's a beautiful part of the world. And we got out of the car, just two blokes, two dogs and a baby.
Something out of The Hangover.
Well, or the opposite. We got a few looks. People are like, oh, they're a cute couple.
Oh, adorable. Oh, my God. You guys would be a cute couple.
Let's
make this happen.
We said just two blokes, a couple of dogs and a baby.
Yeah.
We're a very modern family. So we went for a couple of laps around the lake. It's such a stunning part of the world. And,
yeah, you said that already.
I'm going to say it again because I live down there. A couple of girls went past, tried to say hi to them. Weren't interested because they thought we were a couple again.
Yeah.
As we went round on our first lap, we went around the other side of the lake. And then I see this car come off the road and onto the footpath.
Is this like the story you told earlier about the cyclists with the dude riding on the cycle path?
You know what? Very similar. And they come. It's obviously people only, bikes only on the footpath around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
He starts riding along. I'm like, look, Benny, what's going on over there? He's like, oh, that's a bit weird. I was like, oh, maybe it's just part of that house. They just bring the car around the back to wash it.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls in near the tree, underneath the tree. Then we kept going around the lake, went past. There's a guy in the car. Now we look in. The car has been smashed to pieces. I'm talking like this guy can't see out his car window. The hole underneath it had been smashed up. It's like the guy had been on a ram like raid or something.
What do you mean? Was like the windscreen shattered?
Shattered completely in front of him, like someone had smashed it or like looked like a bullet hole had gone through it or something. The whole outside of the car had been beaten to pieces. And we're talking a nice car. Like it was a nice VW or Audi or something, like one of those sedan style ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get closer. The guy is sat there. He'd obviously just pulled out. It was like he was hiding. And he'd wrapped like a, I can't explain without sounding too, like almost a towel around his head and face like he was about to go on the front line for war. And all he had was his eyes and his mouth hanging out. That's it.
It seems very sus.
It was the sussest thing we've ever seen in my life. So we walk past. I'm like, we should probably walk a little bit quick. Anyway, we thought we'd keep an eye on it as we go further around the lake. And then we look. There's a couple of girls going past as we said, maybe we should call the cops because it looks a bit sus.
Mm.
Then as I pick up the phone, because Benny's like, yeah, we should definitely call the police. The guy, he looked like he was in big trouble or something had happened. So we go to call. And as we call, he gets back and starts to drive off. This is after a couple of neighbours went over to check if everything was okay.
Mm.
And then we see him proceed to go along the, instead of the road, he decides to go along the lawns, back onto the road and then disappears out of sight. Don't know where he went. 13, 12, 16. Want to throw it out there. Did anyone see something similar around the Shepparton or Kyala region yesterday? Crazy
this
though.
This is like a true crime podcast.
Benny and
right
I went
now.
From just a little couple walk.
Yeah.
Modern family, beautiful day around the lake in the Arvos, exercising his dogs. Next minute, we're on Crime Watch. Trying
that
to figure
would have
out.
Killed the mood.
I
then,
did. We're trying to figure out what was going on, but I also kind of, the journalist in me kind of loved it at the same time.
Yeah, you were taking notes.
So, yeah, if there's any info about that, love to hear something. If anyone else saw it,
or
13,
maybe just
12,
go
16.
To the cops. I feel like we can't do much about it from this.
Give us a call, though. I'd love to hear what actually happened. But, yeah, just another standard day in the old Shep area.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Josiah.
Hello, Ellie.
Guess what?
Talk to me.
It's back. For 2019.
Oh, yeah.
It's It's been a long known fact on this show that Tuesday is the most productive days of the week.
Productive thoughts.
It's been proven by like a study that was done like 10 years ago, and I've held on to that fact ever since.
I mean, the only good part of this segment is the music in the background.
Really?
Yeah, you let's be honest, your productive thoughts are a bit crap.
Whoa, that is so rough. I thought we were going into 2019 being positive.
Well, 2018, they were crap. You know what? I'm happy to turn a new page, and if they're good in 2019, I'm all for it. Bring it on, baby.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
Ellie, sorry.
Don't call me baby. Thanks. That's not productive of you. All right, here are some tips, Golden Valley, to get your day started more productively, to really seize the day. Tip number one.
Hurry up. That'd be productive if you hurried this break along.
Shh. You're ruining the mood. If you buy shaker fries from Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, I haven't tried them, but would love to. Send them in.
Can you not interrupt?
Sorry.
My productive thought?
No, it's not very productive.
If you buy shaker fries from Hungry Jack's, put them in your backpack so you don't have to waste time shaking them. Productive thought. Just shake while you walk.
Yeah, I mean, it works. I mean, don't
there you
they
go.
Give
you can buy a shaker fries. You can move on to your next destination. By the time you get there, boom, shake it.
When you get shaker fries, do they come in a cup or something? Or do
I
you?
I don't know. I haven't bought them.
Because maybe you don't need a backpack if it just has
can
a shaker cup already.
Can you not do that shaking movement with your wrist?
I'm just shaking my shaker fries.
All right.
That's all. That's all.
Productive thought number two. When you're at work, have an alarm set for every 5 minutes just to make sure that you're doing your job and staying productive. Productive thought.
I'd say that'd be like having a smoking break, a little more distracting than it is productive.
No, because then you can tick it off. Like you can be like, okay, within the next 5 minutes, I'm going to get this done. Beep, 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 beep. Cool, did it.
What if you're in the middle of like a half an hour meeting and the alarm goes off 10 times?
Well, then that's productive for everyone in the room.
Sorry, I mean 6 times.
Train your dog to fetch the paper, the mail, or your HelloFresh delivery. Productive.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah?
That is very productive.
Okay, good. Well, it turns out having a dog is very productive because I've got another productive thought to do with dogs. If you spill something, chuck a schmacko on top of it. Mopping, done. Productive thought.
So use your dog as a cleaner.
Yeah.
Do you know something I saw that is very productive?
What?
You can buy, you know, like a mop. It's like mop for your hands and knees and you attach it to your little baby, the toddler. And as the baby crawls around the floor, it cleans up the whole room.
Josiah, it's been a long time that we've been doing this segment for, but you are finally learning, my friend, and I can officially give you a productive. Well done.
See, whether it's a dog or a baby, get mopping, guys. Train them young.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Sam Dastyari, the latest evictee from the South African jungle, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Get Me Out of Here. Joins us now. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, what's up? It's 10:30 p.m. at night here.
Ooh.
And by the way, how good is that song? Like, you know what it's like to not have listened to music for a long time and actually start hearing, like, you're getting this new cow. I mean, this is like, you know, I'm so out of touch. No, it's fantastic. It's 10:30 at night. I'm sitting in the middle of the South African jungle. I can actually see the stars. And there is a hippopotamus 30 meters away from me.
Wow.
Do you know what, Sam? I've just returned from South Africa myself. I mean, I'm not a celebrity, so I was actually quite happy to be there. I wasn't screaming, get me out. But hippos, how intense are they?
I know. They're big. And by the way, let's be clear. This is a show that, look, you're not ready for the show yet because you're not washed up yet. Like, it's amazing. This is a show that is built for washed up, failed actors and athletes, and now even disgraced politicians get it.
Well,
amazing. It's like a second chance opportunity for everyone.
Hey, Sam, it is 10:30 p.m. at night, so I'm not sure if you've got a drink in your hand, but you did mention, obviously, and we spoke about it on the show last week, the week before, about the politicians drinking during parliament time, during question time, sorry, in parliament. Is that really a thing that happens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Have you watched Question Time? Do you think that's impossible? Do you think that sober would be fun? The term they use, they say, oh, so-and-so's agitated and tired. They use those kind of language. Right? There's all these code words to get someone looks tired and irritable, right? And they use that language, and not all of them, right? But, yeah, there is definitely alcohol, you know, issues. And it's just the hypocrisy, and they say, oh, you know, drug test this, drug test that. I don't believe in drug testing people for their professions unless you're doing heavy equipment, you know, something, you know, of that nature. But the hypocrisy in the politicians, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
Still testing all that stuff. The hypocrisy is outrageous.
If being agitated and tired means you're drunk, then Josiah and I, let's face it, we must be off chops
I'm
every
off my
single
head right
morning.
Now, Sam.
That's it. Josiah right now is like, everyone's going, geez, these guys are really smashed.
Yeah.
He's been looking over that water all morning. Is that black coffee? A bit of Irish in it?
Hey, Sam, you are an outspoken former politician. I want to get your thoughts on something. On Friday, you were in the jungle, so you wouldn't have known this, but it was 46 degrees here in Victoria. There was forced power outages across the state. It led to a lot of people angry because their power. Do we live in a time, and you would know this as a politician, where power outages just shouldn't be a thing?
Of course they shouldn't be a thing. But without going through details of the thing, Victoria's, I mean, you know, the Victorian electricity grid privatisation, Kennett government, madness, right? What we've done is we outsource all this stuff, you take the immediate buck, infrastructure falls apart, and then you end up with these ridiculous situations, right? And, you know, it's just, it's madness. None of this stuff should happen.
Sam, it's 2019. Why is it still happening though? Why can't we simply have power during 46 degrees? We lost aircon in the week, you know?
Okay, because the real sad reality is there is zero incentive for politicians to fix any of it, because fixing this stuff takes 10 years, 15 years, and everyone gets elected on a four-year cycle. Right? This is the horribleness of why our every system, the core reason, right, is that the incentive in politics is to get re-elected. Right? That is your job. Your job is I get re-elected at the next election. Any decision that takes more than 4 years to make or implement is someone else's. So you're better off patching over the problem now than fixing it, because the benefit of it isn't going to be seen by you in this electoral cycle. That's the horrible reality. Like, I wish I could. You know, it's terrible, right? But you know, it's the game, it's the system. It's why, you know, it's how you win, right? And these people play to win.
So you reckon it's all about the quick fix and not necessarily long-term games?
Of course. I mean, let's not kid ourselves about this. You know, people convince themselves about national interests and this and that and that. But they play to win. State governments play to win. Elections say to win. It's why, you know, people always turn around and go, I hate negative advertising. And I just wish there were more positive election campaigns. Here's the truth. Negative ads work. That's why they do it. Is it good? Is it clean? Is it fair? No. Mm. Does it work? Yeah. And I'll keep doing it while it works. Don't kid yourself. Right. They are playing for your votes.
Well, hey, fair point, and absolutely agree with you, Sam. Can we go back to the jungle for just a second?
Yeah, hold on. I love that how you're saying, like, Sam, it was so hard for us. We didn't have aircon and it was 46 degrees the other day. He's been eating the middle of a jungle with hippos and lions around.
Yeah. Okay. Can I tell you guys about the snake problem? Right? Yeah. So, Dermot Brereton, Hawthorn Great.
Yep.
Right? Shane Crawford, Hawthorn Great. Between them, the three of us, myself, Shane Crawford and Dermot Brereton. Between the three of us,
we've won six Hawthorn
premierships. Massive athletes.
Right? So between the three of us, we've won six Hawthorn premierships. Right? The two boys, right, never wearing pants.
Oh, right? What sort of snake problem are we talking about?
Maybe I do want to be in the African jungle.
It's a huge snake problem. It's been like a locker room, right? And so I can't ask you can cheese. He's saying so much footage of these guys just walking around. They were thoughtful. They wouldn't go around and go, them in particular. I mean, he's flopping it out everywhere. Right? And I thought to myself, and by the way, like I'm one of the lucky few. As I understand, myself, the other men in the camp, and 500 to 600 women living in the Hawthorn area in the 1980s, the only people who think they're Burton naked.
That's a different type of tiger snake.
Yeah, really not what I expected when you said there were snakes in the jungle. Really thought it was going to go somewhere else.
Hey, Sam,
All that's edited out. All that's edited out. None of that's in the footage.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can see why. Hey, Sam, who was your most hated campmate and who was the person you loved the most?
Oh, okay.
Obviously, Dermot Brereton, he loved the most after that story.
I love them. I want them to win. I'll do anything for him. I think he's amazing. Okay, the most heads of it is interesting is that there's a model in there called Justin Lacker, right? Mm. And none of us are working out, right? And everyone thinks he's. I don't want to say he's the most hated because that sounds really kind of mean and vicious.
Dislike.
But the most confusing. Well, look, we all like Justin. Unfortunately, Justin just likes himself a lot more than anyone else likes him.
Was he part of the locker room crew walking around with the snakes?
No. That was just the footy boys. No, they felt just comfortable in their bodies, by the way. Like, talk about it, mind you, if you had, the footy thing. Very comfortable in their bodies. You'd like it, actually. You should think about going.
I know. What do I have to do? Jeez. Got to get this radio show to blow up a bit.
Man.
Of course you have to do. Become washed up, right? Do something really crazy and wrong. Get famous for it. Right? Okay. It's the quick path, right? Look, here's what you can do. You can have an amazing career. You can do really well in radio. You can build up to it. Or you can say do something outrageous, go viral, get fired by the station, and before you know it, you're in the South African jungle.
All right, well, coming up after 8, I'm going to be saying swear words and talking about naughty things.
Oh, Sam Dastyari.
Oh, please. Carl Sandilands has been doing that for years.
Yeah, good point.
Well, we're already washed up radio presenters, so we've ticked off that box, Sam. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Enjoy the rest of your time in South Africa. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Back on Wynn tonight, 7:30, minus Sam Dastyari, but I'm sure I'll be staying around for some good old commentary. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
You know me, I'm not really a very observational person.
No.
Observant.
Yeah, both.
Observant. That's the word. I don't really ever take in my surroundings visually. Like, I can hear stuff. I'm one of these oral learners. You know how you hear stuff and you learn? Anyway, that's irrelevant. I don't take stuff in. And this was brought to my attention big time over the holidays, multiple times. So I've got a holiday house over in WA and I took my boyfriend Gav there for the first time.
Oh, you're loaded.
Okay, my dad bought it when the market was very cheap, whatever. Anyway, we went to this holiday house, which I've been going to for 27 years. Every summer I'll go down there. And got down there, we're showing Gav around, like, cool, the beach is down this way. This is the house. This is the tennis court. No, just kidding.
Here's the bowling alley. Here, come up here through our elevator.
Anyway, so we pulled into the driveway and Gav goes, oh, what's up that end of the road? And I was like, I don't know. He goes, what do you mean you don't know? I said, I don't know. I've never been up there. He's like,
what do you mean?
You've been going to this house for 27 years and you've never been down the other end of your street. And I was like, yeah, I don't think there's anything down there.
But does it not cross your mind to go and check?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just assume there's nothing up there.
But what if there's like a waterfall or something incredible down there that you want to see?
I've never known about it. I've been missing out on it for 27 years. But then the same thing happened when we were in South Africa at his holiday house. Same thing. I said, what's down that end of the road? He goes, I don't know. I was like, we are a match made in heaven.
Well, hang on. What about Friday? I picked you up.
Yeah.
We went up to Cobram to the beach volleyball. And I said, which way do you go? And you said, turn onto Balaclava. I'm like, why would I go that way? Can't we just cut through here? You're like, I don't know. I've never been down that road. I'm like, your house is like 10 houses away. You can go left here and it cuts straight through up the top to Numurkah Road. You're like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, watch me, Ellie. Watch you go. You're like, I've never been down this road the whole time I've lived here.
Literally. I've been down one end of my street. I've never continued. Why would I? Why would I have any reason to go further down the road? My house is there. I don't need to go past it.
That is it.
Literally. I know two streets in Shepparton. It's the one I live on in Wyndham Street. but it got me thinking about this. Is this a common thing or am I the only one? Is there a road that you've travelled on thousands of times and you've never actually been down it?
Well, you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
Mister.
When we were talking about this morning, I was like, look, I'm going to bring this up, Josiah. I'm guarantee you this doesn't apply to you because you are so inquisitive.
Mr. ADD has to see every part of every town. I reckon I've been down every single street around the GV already.
That's a big call.
I can't not see something. And if I discover something down the track that I hadn't already seen, it annoys me. I have to know what is down every nook and cranny. So this doesn't apply to me. It applies to people like you.
Yep, two-street Cheney, that's what they call me. All right, we want to talk about this morning, 13, 12, 16. Have you not been to the end of the road? Do you not know what maybe, only 100 metres away from you? Never explored.
Maybe you just turn right out of your house every single time. You've never gone down the left end. And there could be something amazing down there. Have you never, ever been?
Who knows? Who knows what's up the far end of the boulevard? I sure don't. Never been there. Talking on 13, 12, 16, unexplored roads, because after 27 years of going to my holiday house, I finally decided, oh, God, I don't actually know what's down the other end.
You didn't tell us before. Yeah, what was down there?
I know. I was keeping you waiting. There was just more houses. It was super boring. It ended up being a dead end. So see, there was no need to explore it in the first place.
Yeah, but you could have seen a cool house.
Guess what? I didn't. we do want to know if there's an unexplored road in your life. Let's go to Daniel from Shep. Dan, does this apply to you?
I had a crazy story like this really happened to me yesterday. I took a photo of a lovely tree in my street.
Yeah.
And sent it to a mate of mine who's a real horticulturalist and said, what's this tree? And he came back and told me the name. It's a crepe myrtle. And yesterday I was driving from Bendigo back to Shep, stopped to use the facilities in... Now, I forgot the name of the town, but stopped to use and looked at a little nursery that had a big sign out front saying dwarf crepe myrtles, only $6. And I would have driven that past that a million times and never known what crepe myrtle was. And so I asked my mate a week ago.
Right.
Kind of like your story. Same, but different.
Yeah, very much so. It's a bit like that, isn't it? When you find out about something and then all of a sudden it appears everywhere.
It always pops up.
Yeah.
It's in Stanhope, actually, now I remember.
Yeah, right. So did you buy one?
No, they were closed. But I'll have to next time I'm passing.
Well, now you see it every single time. You're going to have to. Can I ask a important question, Daniel? When you stopped, was it a four or one or two?
just a one. Okay. It was a hot day.
you don't have to answer that, Daniel.
You can't ask that.
Hey, as a former landscaper as well, crepe myrtles are beautiful trees as well.
They are.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Daniel. Let's go to Annabelle from Cobram. Annabelle, what about you? Is there an unexplored road in your life?
I am probably the only person in the area that hasn't been to Thompson's Beach. I've lived in Cobram for 5 years.
What?
And I've never actually been to the beach there yet.
Oh, my goodness. We came from Shep on Friday just to go there. You'd understand they had the beach volleyball championships on the weekend. There was an excuse to go.
I know. I'm terrible and I'm embarrassed. It's been too long now.
Are you just not a beach person? I mean, granted, it's not really a beach, but it's all we've really got. Is that, do you not like water? What's the deal?
I'm a bit pasty, so I'm always a bit cautious anyway, but I just, every time it just hasn't eventuated, and now it's been so long, I'm so embarrassed to admit it to people.
Oh, my goodness. We need to pick you up today, Annabelle, and go for a swim in the Murray on Thompson's. We'll have and we can even hit the beach volleyball at the same time.
It's over now, buddy. It's over. She's missed her chance. But all right, Annabelle, be waiting by outside your house. I don't know where it is, but we'll track you down. We are picking you up later today, my friend.
Yeah.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We are bringing it back for 2019. Have your say, Goulburn Valley. What
did she say? Welcome to Have Your Say.
We want you to get involved this morning. Bring it back 13, 12, 16 for your thoughts on this issue.
Medical marijuana facility is coming to Shepparton, a $30 million plant. It's going to bring 60 jobs plus to the area.
Mm-hmm.
However, medical marijuana or marijuana itself is currently illegal. So it does have a lot of negative connotations associated. So we want you to have your say. Is it a good thing or a bad thing bringing it to the area? There's a few questions out there because a lot of people don't know the difference between the two.
Yeah. This blew up on social media yesterday. A few articles were written about it and a lot of mixed opinions out there. So we want to, bring those opinions to our show.
Including myself. I've always been one of those people who's presumed, marijuana, it's a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm.
So it does have those things. However, medical marijuana, I made sure I did my research before I had it. So you want to have an educated opinion. And after I did my research, it completely changed my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between the stuff that this facility will grow.
Right.
THC is the stuff that gives marijuana a high, which is why you see people do it.
Yep.
The medical marijuana that they grow has very little to no THD. So it's purely for medical, research. It helps aid epilepsy, cancer, all sorts of stuff. So I say anything that's natural that can heal something, I'm all for it.
Yeah, right. I'm in two minds about this because I'm pretty staunchly against drugs. Like I've never really dabbled with drugs before. When it comes to marijuana, I'm very, how I am with the law. Like I'm very
judge's daughter.
Yeah, if it's permitted by the law, then it's okay. I'll have alcohol because it's permitted by the law. So ultimately, I'm putting my faith in the government with this. If they deem it safe and deem it appropriate, then I'm gonna back that and I'm gonna have that opinion.
I think it's only a matter of time, like certain countries around the world, states such as, you know, California, where it will become legal.
Mm.
However, the medical side, oh, I think it's only a matter of months before it does, hence why this facility's been approved. But do you know what I love about this the most?
What?
Out of everywhere in Australia, they could have put a medical cannabis facility. They picked Shepherd.
Well, look, we've got good soil here. I don't know. I don't know what you need to grow a pot plant.
I mean, it opens a lot of jobs, 60 jobs, they're saying. Yeah. A lot of the comments I'm reading make me laugh so much. They reckon out of those 60 jobs, I reckon 59 of them will have to be security guards. Because I tell you what, that place in Shepparton will get ram raided.
Well, that's the thing. Is it, I don't know, is it a danger bringing it to our community? Is it a good thing for the community? Obviously, the extra jobs, it's always, you can, you know, always a good thing for the community.
It'll be a target.
You reckon?
Oh, people that need their hit, that can't. I know it doesn't have the high, but they don't care regardless.
Yeah.
They are breaking into that place. The security will have to be huge.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. Well, at least they'll stop stealing sheep. It seems to be pretty rife at the moment.
Less sheep and more weed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all for it. I think anything that's natural that has potential to cure people, we should give it a go. It brings jobs to the area. Why not?
13, 12, 16. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's a good thing for the area? Do you think it's a bad thing that we're even legalising marijuana? Not that, you know, that's set in stone at the moment, but there are a lot of cases where it has been permitted. 3,000 approvals have been granted countrywide, nationwide.
Yeah, maybe you are one of those people that have it. Maybe you are sick and it has helped you out. We'd love to, or know somebody. We'd love to hear your stories this morning.
Yeah, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, and have your say. Fiona from Katandra, you've given us a call. What are your thoughts?
I don't know, like, just, I suppose, you know, I'm a bit, you know, mixed emotions. Is it going to actually survive? Like, as in, is it actually going to cure, or is it actually going to kill someone? Like, you know, how accurate is it
going to be? Well, that's the thing. I think it's a bit of it masks the pain, so it does get rid of it. It doesn't give you a high, the stuff they make. It does mask the pain. However, you're right, the negative side and downside is it is smoking. It does have tobacco in it. So what masks one problem can lead to another. But I think that's the same as something like Panadol can do your liver, exact, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. But, like, yes, yeah, just, you know, yes, okay, it's kind of, you know, yes, it's going to give more jobs for the Golden Valley, but, you know, what about all these smaller communities, you know?
As in, like, the little towns that are around?
Yeah, all your little towns that are around, by, you know.
Are you worried that it's going to contribute to any drug problems that are going around?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's the whole debate against whether we should be decriminalising illicit drugs. You know, in some places they've done it and it has actually worked. Crime rates have gone down, usage rates have gone up, but at least they're you know, not doing it in secret and they're getting their products safely. So in that respect,
I do get your point though, Fiona. We do live in a problem in an area where drugs are a huge problem. So adding something like this is just adding a bit of fuel to the fire. So I do get your point.
Like, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's mixed emotions, like, yeah. Like, if it's the government's going to approve it, yeah, go for it. But, yeah, what about all these other issues that we should be, you know?
Exactly. And that's the thing. I'm with you. You kind of have to place your faith in the people who've done the research and who I suppose we elect to know best, even though let's face it, they don't always know best. But, yeah. All right, Fee. Well, thanks so much for getting involved.
Thank you.
No worries at all. All righty, let's move on to Justin from Shep. Justin, what are your thoughts on this?
Ali, I think it's a good idea for the community. It's going to bring a lot more jobs into the area, and it's going to make things a lot easier for the chronically ill that can't keep taking morphine and all that sort of, those opiate-based drugs, painkillers.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, prescription drugs are a problem in themselves, so who's to say that this won't add to that issue?
What are your thoughts on $30 million plant, Justin?
Look, I think it's just a waste on $30 million on a processing facility in Shepparton. They could do it a hell of a lot cheaper.
What, in another region, in another place?
How could they do that, Justin?
Well, I think all I've got to do is a couple of $1,000 on a fence around Olympic Avenue, mate. You've got your processing facility and cultivation facility right there already running.
There's already a... Well, you could say the same out the front of Kmart there as well.
All right, boys. We are making generalisations.
Not much ground space out there, though.
I think I saw Thought I saw something similar down Northumberland as well.
All right, that's enough. That is enough. All right, thanks for getting involved, Justin.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
You too. All
I mean, pros and cons in everything, isn't it?
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.